When Jesus was here on earth, he told stories quite often, stories that we now call parables. Sometimes, well, most of the times, these stories were not actually true stories, but they taught the people a lesson. And that's what we have been looking at in the sermons that we've been having for the last several weeks. This morning, I want to tell you another parable, kind of a modern day parable, not one that Jesus told, and see if you can figure out what the lesson of this story is. The story is about a village, and one day the people of the village heard that their king was coming to visit them. They loved their king and they wanted to honor their king, so they decided that they would have a great feast to celebrate having their king come to visit them. This particular village was famous for a special kind of soup that they would make. And the villagers decided that as part of this feast, they would serve the king their special soup. But they had a special way of making their soup. They had this great, big, huge iron pot. And everybody in the village prepared a little bit of the soup. And when the time for the meal came, they would all bring their little part of the soup, pour it into the great big pot, and then they would serve it. So when the day came, when the king was coming to visit, all of the people in the village got busy and got ready their portion of the soup. There was one particular man who thought to himself, "I'm rather poor. The other people in the village, they have more money than I do. And I could save some money by not making my portion of the soup. And instead of making my portion, I'll just get some water. And when it's my turn to pour my portion into the pot, I'll just reach in a little deeper and pour the water in, and nobody will know. That little bit of water won't spoil the soup. Everybody else will bring their portion, and the king will be happy." So he decided that's what he would do. The time came, the king came, and one by one the villagers went up to that great big pot and poured in their portion of the soup. And when this particular man went up with his part, he made sure that he kind of reached in and nobody saw, and pouring in his water. And it was all done, and one of the people got a ladle and poured some of the soup into the bowl and offered it to the king so that he could be the first one to taste their special soup. The king took a spoon, tasted the soup, and he went, "Ugh, this tastes like water." What do you think happened? Almost everybody in the village thought the same thing as this man. Everybody else has more money than I do. I want to save some money. I'll put water in instead of the soup. And the soup was all water. Does it matter what you do? It does matter. And you know, Jesus is getting a great big banquet ready for us in heaven. And he wants all of us there. But we need to do our part. And you know what your part is to get ready for that banquet? What do we have to do to get ready for that banquet in heaven with Jesus? Well, you don't need to make soup. But you do need to make sure that you love Jesus with all your heart, and that you're not holding anything back from him. And even though the people of the village loved their king, they cared about themselves more than the king. They thought about their own money and trying to save their money rather than honoring the king. So instead of giving the king their very best soup, they just gave him water. And they thought, it won't matter. Jesus wants your heart, all of your heart, not just part of it. And if you give Jesus all your heart, when he comes to take us home for that banquet, he'll say to each one of you, "Come and celebrate with me in heaven." Won't that be wonderful? Let's all pray and ask Jesus to help us to love him so we'll all be ready to go there. Dear Jesus, thank you for getting a place ready for each one of us in heaven, especially for these boys and girls. And I pray that you will help them to love you with all of their hearts, to give themselves completely to you, so that when you come back, they will all be ready to go to heaven and to enjoy that wonderful feast and banquet with you in heaven. Bless them, bless their families, and we thank you for loving us. In your name we pray. Amen.